So I think the government is the villain, because like even though they hardly bring it up in the story, it's like even though Tally, the main character, doesn't think that anything is wrong with it, it's like the reader can see that there's something wrong with it.
Yeah, but Tally doesn't see it, and it's just not
Shay
brought.
Sees it.
Yes, but Shay isn't like the, like we're not focused, like we're seeing things in like Tally's perspective.
No, it's third point.
In her
perspective.
I know, but it like it. You can see Tally. Like thoughts, like it talks about how she feels.
Wait, can you?
It she talks about how she feels or like what she thinks about something, even though it doesn't say I. She you still see like into her mind in ways that other people don't in the story.
Wait, let me check.
But I just don't think that it's up that the government is brought up enough. And that no one talks about it enough for the government. Like, we know that there's something wrong with the government. But Tally doesn't think there's anything wrong with being pretty.
Yeah, but Shay does.
Yes, but Tally doesn't. So, and Dr. Cable, she knows she's, like, not good. She knows she's, like, bad news. So that's why Dr. Cable is...
Dr. Cable, well, I mean, she's
more of the villain than the government itself is.
Fair point. But, like, Dr. Cable is just doing her job.
But if she didn't like her job, she wouldn't have to do her job. She could
get
a new job.
Well, what if...
And, look, this is a world where you get to... Where you get to be, like, pretty with plastic surgery when you turn 16. I'm pretty sure they know what, like, they're getting themselves into.
No, because it's been so long.
She didn't have to give Tally that, like, ultimatum.
She's ignorant.
Who, Tally or Dr. Cable?
Dr. Cable, because she doesn't know. Like, she thinks that...
Dude, Dr. Cable knows what's up.
She does?
Yeah. Dr. Cable, oh my god. Dr. Cable, you can even, like, even in the beginning, you can, like, tell that she's just, I thought it was going dark, that she just knows what's up, but we have to move on to this, so let's pick a character. What are we doing? And also, it says character's name, it doesn't say government. Okay.
I still think it's the government. Because
that's your opinion, and I agree with you that the government is bad, but they're not present enough that we can write this about them.
I have a theory.
What's your theory?
I think that, when the Rusties, some group of people were like, hey, everyone is so obsessed with their looks, and, like, there's, like, disorders, like, mental disorders that could, like, affect, that has, like, a direct cause on your looks. So these group of people were like, hey, why don't we just make everyone beautiful? Boom, problem solved. And then, so they were like good intentions.
So what about seeing him another way? What about trying to see him as a scared kid who's just trying to do his
Yeah, but like...
What if he and I think Dr. Cable is just doing her job.
That's what I want you to do. Like, try thinking outside the box about Cable.
Like, that's the point. That's her job. She has to do this. But she, it's still...
Technically, she isn't doing anything wrong. She's just doing her job.
That doesn't excuse it. That doesn't excuse it. But that does not excuse bad behavior just because it's doing a job that you're, like, it's not... Okay. What if you were an assassin? And you were hired to kill someone. No, listen to me. And you were hired to kill someone. And you do it. Does that mean that it's okay to commit the murder? Because you were just doing your job, right? Nothing wrong. Nothing wrong.
She's not okay.
She's hurting everyone, though. Okay.
How? Wait, I'm not... You finished it.
Dude. That's a valid point.
Hey, spoilers.
Okay, I'm writing Dr. Cable. Can I write Dr. Cable? No, she said at least 5 minutes.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Can I write Dr. Cable? Yes? Okay, I'm writing it.
I still think.
I know, and I agree with you, but their government's not just... Okay, what is one possible reason this character behaves the way he or she does? And you brought this up before.
Her job.
Doesn't make it right. It just means that's an excuse for the job. It's a terrible excuse, but it's an excuse.
But maybe she doesn't know the gravity.
Okay. I know. That's what we're talking about. Let's talk about that.
I don't.
What's the reason that the character, she behaves the way she does?
Because she's doing her...
Okay, but find something else, because doing a job isn't good enough.
If someone teaches you all your life, ugly people bad,
okay,
pretty people good, you are going to believe that these people are ugly and they're bad and you need to fix them. So... as a little girl, Dr. Cable was like, these people are bad and I want to fix them or whatever. So being raised like that leads you to have that mental mindset. So when she sees like this group of like, what, Smokies? Is this what they're called? Smokies like rebelling. She's like,
but they're not necessarily rebelling. They're just living their life out in a way that they don't want to be forced into like that. So she could just leave them alone. She doesn't have to like come and get them.
Yeah,
like,
but from Dr. Cable's point of view, she's like, I have to do my job.
Yeah, but when did her growing up thinking like ugly people are bad, how does that, like, when did her having to kidnap them all, like,
spoiler,
it's not spoiling it, but that's what she wants to do. How did that come into play by ugly people are bad?
Because she thinks that, remember when we got like into like all like the mental disorders and the crime,
yes,
and like the hate, she thinks that that's gonna happen.
Okay.
With these people.
Okay.
So yeah.
Okay, I can agree with that. That's a valid point. Okay, should we move on?
Yes. Because think about it. If you've been taught all your life, like, something, and then something goes against that, you are going to be like, what the heck?
Yeah.
Like, you are not going to agree with them, and you are going to try and stop it. Because, like, they're going against your society.
But then again, Shay, even though she was raised with that mindset, Shay realized what was wrong with it, and when Tally, like, gets, like, away from it, she starts to, like, realize, too, that it's not
Dr. Bad. Cable didn't.
But Shay was there, and she started to, like, know. So it's not anything about still being there.
Well, Shay's special.
Okay.
Maybe her parents taught her that ideology. You don't know.
Her parents would be in Pretty Town, because they're over 16.
Yeah, but, like...
Okay, what is one thing that has happened to this character that could make him or her sympathetic? She could have dealt with her own friends leaving when she was younger.
Yeah, like,
he's a perp. You know that because he won. He killed 23 people. He won. Right. So that's a perfect example of thinking outside the box. Technically, Haymitch is a murderer, but we don't hate him. Why? Because he's sympathetic. Right.
Okay.
So that's
kind of like messed up when you think about it. Because like all your friends and your family, well, not your family, but like maybe your family, but like your loved one, like being ugly and then ditching you, and then you need to like stay there all alone. Like that can like mess you up. And I know it's only for like a little bit, but like still. Like, I saw Tally. Tally was really upset when Paris left before she met Shay. And I
yeah, because she was lonely. But but Paris didn't leave. He was always just like right there. So she went. So in 3 months or however long their birthdays were apart, she knew that she would be joining him soon enough.
Yeah, but
so
like,
it's not like the same with that.
Yeah, it's just weird. But she was upset.
Yeah.
Okay.
As friends should be. Okay. Why did you select this character as the villain? Provide specific examples. Does this character have any positive character traits? Explain.
No.
Okay, so we selected.
Well, I mean, she's the only, like, main, like, person. Like, because, like, we were talking about before, the government isn't exactly, like, a person. Like, it isn't something. Like, it isn't, like, a character that, like, talked and, like, did stuff in the book. It's just
yeah.
a group, like, people that were, like, unnamed. But Dr. Cable is, like, a person, obviously.
Yeah.
So, and, like, she's, like, the one influencing everything. Like, she's, like, she was the one who told Tally to go get her, get Shay and bring her back. So, that's why she is the villain of the story. Okay.
We should hurry up. Okay. Does this character have any positive character traits?
I mean, she does help everyone else.
I think, yeah.
In a way, she does make everyone else pretty.
Yes, and the people who want to be pretty are getting, like,
that
from her. And also, like, it's not like she wants to, like, go out and, like, murder everyone. She just wants them to come back so she can, like, make them pretty. And, yeah.
So she's just doing her job. So
she is very loyal to
the
government.
She is a hard worker.
She's loyal to the government.
She's loyal.
You have about 5 minutes left.
She's a hard worker because she just wants to do her job. I mean, other than that, I don't know what to tell you about her.
So, yeah, that's...
Is that it?
That's all.
Okay.
That's Dr. Cable for you.
Okay, this is 12 minutes, and we need 10 minutes.